bubble no more, I just get a fact. Listen, pimpin', let me tell you what the business here. Y'all enough, so I'ma tell you what the difference here. See, we old school, you just old new. We used to move blow, and you just blow, dude. See, we the talk of the town, me and my whole crew. You run around town, gossip like the whole dude. See, you name drop when nobody knows you. We get them lanes out our section like we pulled to. My crew, we caught the Bentley, Brooklyn, and the road too. You give her roses, I'm the one she bring the rose to. So you say you shining, well I guess I'm shining more. So high up I'm soaring, 30 and I'm like a dinosaur. Carnivore, meat eater, G's they respect. Me to you like comparing a vet to a cadet, nigga.
We don't get down like
nope.
We have Reggie Jones on the line.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Reggie, it's Colin Means. How are you doing?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Talk football and whatnot.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, I guess it's a little slow for you right now. I guess, you know, lockout and stuff. So, what have you been up to recently?
Yeah, honestly, I've just been working out. Really, working out, spending time with the family, just trying to, we're really just staying ready.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, definitely.
Because I know, yeah. Because I know, you know, once the lockout ends, we're going full speed ahead. They expect us to be, you know, full go, so I got to do my part.
Yeah, I'm actually a Cowboys fan myself, but no hard feelings.
What, say that again, I'm sorry?
I'm actually a Cowboys fan myself, but no hard feelings.
Ah, okay.
I try not to show bias, so hopefully that didn't come out.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that reaction a lot. But, see, I know you can't, you know, talk to the front office or any of the, I guess, the organization, really, during the lockout, but what kind of, like, have you done any activities with some of the teammates or whatever, like staying in shape or whatnot?
Well, I haven't done anything with them. I mean, because I mean, they put together a few workouts over the weekend, but I mean, there was nothing that was just, you know, major. Yeah. I've talked to a few of the guys. You know, I got, like I said, I was only up there for that week at the end of the season in Washington, D.C. So, I learned the plays then, and I mean, I kind of had a couple of my teammates refresh my memory on some of the plays, you know, text, via text message, Twitter, just kind of, you know, keeping everything fresh, all the terminology, so that once I get back up there, it's second nature again.
All right, I was going to say, I guess as a defensive back, really the main thing is to stay in shape and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, defensive back, we run. That's what our description is, run. Run with the fastest guys on the field. And you know, everything we do is about speed and about running. And I mean, like I said, all I can do is do what I can right now by staying in shape. And you know, my forte is being fast, so I'm gonna keep that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you know, quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs have to kind of stay in the same loop, you know, run the offense and everything. But defense is a little bit
oh,
different.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So it's,
I mean, on D is. You definitely want to be involved with everybody. I mean, as far as, you know, learning or knowing what your safety's thinking, you know, what your linebacker, you know, wanting your linebacker to buzz out into the flats, whatever. But also, at corner, you're on an island. You know, for the majority of the game, you're on an island. So, like I said, all I can do right now is improve my game. And so when I'm on that island, I can hold it down.
Yeah, so have Donovan, I guess the rest of the offense been kind of getting together, staying in touch?
The offense?
Yeah, have they been, I guess, getting together? Because I know some other teams, like, I guess quarterback kind of like Mark Sanchez. I think I saw arrange something with the Jets, but
yeah, well, they had a few workouts set up for a couple weekends. I think they did three workouts over this lockout period. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely beneficial for them. Any work is good work for them, for any offense.
Yeah. So no, I guess pretty much every player is really anxious by now. You know, I mean, not only the fans, the players, the ones directly affects. But have you really heard anything about any progress that might be being made?
Well, we're definitely anxious. I mean, this is what we do. You know, like we don't have other jobs. Our job is to play football, and at the end of the day, we're unemployed. Really, I mean, I'm sitting at home right now when I should be on the field at practice or just getting off the field, going to watch film or something like that, going to my job. But I'm definitely anxious. I'm reading up on all the press. I guess like every fan is. I'm hoping that something gets done. I'm getting disappointed when I hear different talks about, you know, the labor agreement is going bad. You know, I'm getting excited when I hear about it's going good, saying that we're getting closer. I get excited about all that, just as the typical fan would. So I'm very anxious, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for a fan that they're anxious as well, just to get back to doing what we do.
Yeah, I know a lot of like arena football league players, and I guess those kind of that don't pay as well. They like have day jobs as like truck drivers and whatnot, as well as playing. I know some leagues do at least.
Yeah. My cousin actually plays for one of the indoor teams out here. And he works a side job as well, but I mean, like I said, we're hoping that this deal gets done so that we can go back to doing our job, our full-time job, so that we don't have to partake in a part-time.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about your Super Bowl run with the Saints, which is, I guess, a couple years back before you joined the Redskins.
That was incredible. It was kind of bittersweet though, because I tore my Achilles. I completely tore it in preseason. So I mean, right now that's my rookie year. So I felt like man, this is all bad right now. Like, you know, I finally get here and I tear my Achilles, and then I'm hearing all these talks about, you know, people that tear their Achilles hardly ever come back, this and that. But I'm a positive guy, so I flipped it around. I knew that I would be back. So instead of just kind of, you know, being so negative about it, I took a positive approach. I was in there working out all the time. I was watching film, while watching more film than, I mean, as much film as the coaches were. As a matter of fact, our defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, he had me giving reports for the defense. He had me going in there breaking down game film for our upcoming opponents, and had me go at every Wednesday, I believe it was. He had me go and he had me report it to defense. And they valued my opinion because they knew I was in there putting in work. So every victory that we had, I felt very much a part of, even though I was hurt. But I felt almost like a coach at the time, because I was giving them my input and they were accepting it. And they were, you know, sometimes asking me, what do I see? And I could give them information. And so that entire year, I felt completely involved in everything that was going on. And when the Super Bowl came, I'm in Miami with the team, and that whole experience was surreal. It was top three experiences of my life. Like, I mean, I have a son, so obviously that's number one. But yeah, that experience was amazing. And then to actually win it and then get the ring, walk around flashing in the restaurants from time to time, you know, just showing it off a bit, it's crazy.
I know you found a good football player when they can break down film and stuff. That's definitely one of the more underrated qualities, I think, in athletes today.
Yeah, I feel like that, as you said, it's underrated quality, and I feel like it's probably the most important, because being able to – I watched Sharper. I've watched Randall Gay, you know, a couple of vets in the game. Sharper, a Hall of Famer in the game. And the way he watched film, it inspired me to watch film, because it showed me that if you want to continue to play this game, not saying that Sharper lost a step at all, but to say, you know, Sharper, he was at the top of, pretty much the top of his game at later in his career. But the thing that put him there was the ability to break down film and know what's coming before it even happens. And like I said, I was able to do that for an entire year before I was even back to full go where I'm at now. But I was able to break down film for that entire year, and now I can add that to my arsenal.
Yeah, Sharper's a top 10 safety of all time, so to really get that mentoring is great. Your rookie year.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was great playing under him and watching him play and just talking to him. I talked to him many times just about just football and how he's done it for so long, and it was a great experience.
All right, so I know after, I guess some point the season after with the Saints, after you won the Super Bowl, you had the choice to leave the Saints to go to the Redskins, maybe have a bigger role. And I know you kind of debated about that a little bit and thought about it. So what ultimately made you want to join the Redskins?
Well, I really loved the Saints. I loved the organization. I loved the family feel that we had there. It was the day of the Atlanta Falcons game. I'm in my hotel room. I get a call from my agent telling me that the Redskins want to bring me in, put me on the active roster. And right then I'm thinking, okay, well, that's a big move. Just all of a sudden, I'm in the hotel room. We have a game like in a couple of hours. And, you know, I didn't really want to go and talk to all the coaches. I didn't want to go bring it up because, like I said, it's a family feel. So I felt like I would be being selfish by putting my issues out there on game day. So I went and talked to my defensive back coach, and I mentioned it to him, and he told me, "Say, hey, Reggie, you know what you've done here is golden. He said, you can't tarnish what you've done here. He said, what you have done is golden, and this is your branch. There's a branch of trees over here, and you should branch off to another team. You know, branch off and grow some more." So I looked at that. I'm like, okay, well, they like me here, but I have had a bigger role in D.C., and like you said, what I've done there is golden, so I know I have their support if something were to happen. And I went, and I took that leap of faith to D.C., and it turns out, you know, the coaches liked what I was doing, you know, talking about I'd come in for that starting position at the corner spot opposite of D. Hall, and I'm happy that I made that decision, very happy.
Yes, it's a true quality of a family being understanding like that. So definitely see where you're coming about the Saints. So all right, I was gonna say, I guess as a defensive back, really the main thing is to stay in shape and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, defensive back, like we run. That's what our description is: run with the fastest guys on the field, and you know, everything we do is about speed and about running. And I mean, I all I can do is do what I can right now by staying in shape. And you know, my forte is being fast, so I'm going to keep that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs have to kind of stay in the same loop, you know, run the offense and everything, but defense is a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. On D, you definitely want to be involved with everybody. I mean, as far as, you know, learning or knowing what your safety's thinking, you know, what your linebacker, you know, wanting your linebacker to buzz out into the flats, whatever. But also, at corner, you're on an island. You know, for the majority of the game, you're on an island. So, like I said, all I can do right now is improve my game. And so when I'm on that island, I can hold it down.
Yeah, so if Donovan, I guess the rest of the offense been kind of getting together, staying in touch.
The offense?
Yeah, have they been, I guess, getting together? Because I know some other teams, like, I guess, quarterback, kind of like Mark Sanchez, I think I saw arrange something with the Jets. But
yeah, well, they had a few workouts set up for a couple weekends. I think they did three workouts over this lockout period. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely beneficial for them. Any work is good work for them, for any offense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, no, I guess pretty much every player is really anxious by now, you know. I mean, not only the fans, the players, the ones directly affects, but have you really heard anything about any progress that might be being made?
Well, we're definitely anxious. I mean, this is what we do, you know. Like, we don't have other jobs. Our job is to play football, And at the end of the day, we're unemployed, really. I mean, I'm sitting at home right now when I should be on the field at practice or just getting off the field, going to watch film or something like that, going to my job. But I'm definitely anxious. I'm reading up on all the press. I guess like every fan is. I'm hoping that something gets done. I'm getting disappointed when I hear different talks about, you know, the labor agreement is going bad. You know, I'm getting excited when I hear about it's going good, saying that we're getting closer. I get excited about all that, just as the typical fan would. So I'm very anxious, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for.